Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that solar activity has now improved. There's been quite a considerable increase in the levels. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has risen to 79, that's 7.9, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has jumped to 19, that's 1.9. Just recently the sunspot number had been down to 0, so looks like things are improving there. It still means that solar activity is quite low, or rather low, and propagation on high frequency multi-hop paths, it's over long distances, on frequencies above about 10 MHz during darkness or semi-darkness hours will continue to be unreliable. And as I mentioned previously, we're now moving through the final phase of sunspot cycle number 24, and this is not expected to conclude until sometime later in the year 2020. In the meantime, we have some information concerning monitoring made here in Melbourne recently, and this is in our afternoon period in the 25 metre band between 0415 and 0430. Band has been quite active in that time zone, and these are some of the signals heard recently. 11850 Radio Havana Cuba in Spanish. 11745 Saudi Arabia Broadcasting Service in Arabic. 11825 station known as KNLS, that's the New Life station, a religious station with programming originating in the USA, broadcasting from the Talata Madagascar relay station in English. And 11860, another frequency for Saudi Arabia. 11875, the BBC from the Oman relay station with its programming in Persian. And 11895, Radio Free Asia from the Kuwait relay station with programs in Chinese. And 11970, Radio Japan NHK Tokyo broadcasting via the relay at Tashkent in Uzbekistan with broadcasts in Persian. And very strong signals from the Voice of Turkey using 11980. And 11995, the BBC from the Madagascar relay station with broadcasts in Somali. 12065, Adventist World Radio, broadcasting from Nauen in Germany, it's the relay station there, with broadcast in Amharic. And 12095, the BBC, with its broadcast in English. 11670, China National Radio Network 2. And 11650, China Radio International, from the Kunming transmitting site, with programs in Vietnamese. 11640, Radio Taiwan International with programs in Chinese. And 11560, All India Radio in Persian. 13785, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran signing on at 0425. And another frequency for Iran, 13740 with programs to the Middle East. 13840, Radio New Zealand International, always a strong signal here in Melbourne. So a few signals there in the 25 metre band, noted here in Melbourne, well, 25 and 22 metre bands, between 0415 and 0430. And now we have some shortwave station news compiled with the interest or support of the SWL DX Bulgaria newsletter, which is compiled by technical monitors located in Sofia. Some interesting frequencies and schedules are notified by that organisation. The Alameda Bible Fellowship via the Issedon relay station in France has been heard on 13660 between 1700 and 1730 to East Africa in English. 500 kilowatts there, big high power transmitter, and the antenna 135 degrees. Radio Kuwait in English noted on two frequencies in the 19 meter band, 15530 and 15515, between 0500 and 0800 in English to Western Europe and East Asia, and from 0800 to 0900 on 15515 to East Asia in Persian. Two politically based organisations broadcasting to Nigeria heard in the 22 metre band, Dandal Kura Radio International on 13590 from Nauen in Germany between 0700 and 0800 to Central Africa in the Kanuri language. Transmitter there is 125 kilowatts, 125, and the antenna 185 degrees. And another station, Manara Radio International, broadcasting to Nigeria, 0700 to 0800 on 13840. Also from the Issedon relay station in Hausa, transmitting power 150 kilowatts, 150, antenna 170 degrees. And the Radio Sultanate of Oman, the government station, noted on 13600 between 0400 right through to 1000 with 100 kilowatts, 315 degrees, 315 antenna in Arabic to Western Europe. And the Russian station, Adygeya Radio, broadcasting on 6000 between 1800 and 1830 through Central Asia from the Armavir relay station. And the Voice of Turkey noted on 13635 between 0600 and 0955 in Turkish with 500 kilowatts, rather high power there, 310 degrees antenna. And also on 9655 in the Georgian language to Central Asia between 1000 and 1055, again with 500 kilowatts and the antenna 072 degrees. And Radio Farda, broadcasting from Lampetheim in Germany and from Kuwait, noted on 9370 between 0600 and 0630 from Lampetheim with 100 kilowatts, antenna 104 degrees to Western Asia in Persian, and also on 9370 from the Kuwait relay station from 0630. Antenna there, 250 kilowatts and the antenna, sorry, the power 250 kilowatts and the antenna 058 degrees. Western Asia, both programs to Persian. Egypt. Reports from European DX community via the internet advise that all transmissions from Radio Cairo in Egypt appear to have been discontinued on shortwave. It's not known whether this is a permanent or temporary problem, possibly due to some technical difficulty at the main transmitting station. So we'll get more information about that when it comes to hand in a later broadcast. recording now to our monitoring, again made here in Melbourne, in Victoria, this time in the morning transmission period, that's just before our local sunrise, between 2000 and 2030. 4450, station known as the Voice of the People, a politically based organisation broadcasting from the Korean Republic in the Korean language. 5910, the BBC from the Dabaya relay station in the United Arab Emirates, programming in Arabic. 5935, the People's Broadcasting Station from Lhasa, broadcasting in Chinese from China. 5950, Korean Broadcasting System, broadcasting from the relay station at Issoudun in France, with programs in French. And 5960, the Voice of Turkey, in Turkish. And 6010, Radio Japan NHK, with its programs from the Yamata Transmitting Station in Japan, with broadcasts to Asia in Japanese. China Radio International from the Serik, Albania, relay station, Good Signals, with the Arabic service on 7215. And 7225, the Austrian Radio, I'm sorry, the Adventist World Radio from the Moosbrunn Transmitting Station in Austria, with programs to Africa in the Diula language. 7360, the Vatican Radio from Santa Maria di Galleria, with broadcasts in French. And 7375, KSDA from Guam, broadcasting in Russian, to signing off at 2030. And 7425, very strong signals from Iran, with its Arabic program. And 7485, the Philippines, the Voice of America from the Tanang relay station, with programs in Korean. And 7505, Uzbekistan, North Korea, political station known as Reform Radio, broadcasting from Tashkent, the relay station there, with broadcasts in Korean. And 9535, Radio Free Asia, with its broadcast from Kuwait in Chinese. And another frequency for the Voice of Turkey in English is 9620. And the Vatican Radio from Santa Maria di Galleria on 9705, with programs in French. And 9785, a rather obscure frequency for Korean Broadcasting System from Seoul in the Korean Republic, the transmitting site at Kim Jae, broadcasting in English. And 12015, North Korea, the Voice of Korea, with programs in Korean, relaying the domestic Korean Central Broadcasting Service transmissions. And 12030, Spanish Foreign Radio, in Spanish, carrying broadcasts of European soccer. So that was a summary of some signals heard recently in Melbourne in our morning period, between 2000 and 2100. That's just prior to our local sunrise. Good signals on the 5, 7, 9 and 11 megahertz spectrum. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Billy Boy, who come aboard, see cat that feel along. Come, shot the swagman and grabbed him with glee, and he sang as he shot that jump up in his tucker bag. Come along, sing Matilda with me. Till